the helmet.
Alonzo with some unhappy words for Ohapi, and that'll bring everybody out of the dugout.
Listen, the thing that happens for these opposing teams is they're like, it was a breaking ball. It doesn't matter. Because you don't have the pitch ability to throw a breaking ball over the plate, it still makes the other the Mets angry. Makes sense. Phil Nevin certainly wouldn't be happy if he got a breaking ball in the helmet.
Well, Phil Nevin also doesn't have the guy who's been hit more often than any player this year, Pete Alonso. That's the 17th time he's been hit. Got him in the back of the neck.
So he ducked out. The helmet kind of flew off and caught him right in the back of the neck.
I mean, it's frustrating because it's just a bad. It was just a really bad miss. And I understand it wasn't intentional, but, I mean, for misses to be that bad, it's happening more and more over the course of baseball. And that's why it's frustrating. I think now with the DH being unanimous, like there's no more pitchers hitting or standing in the box. So I think that they don't necessarily remember what it's like to stand in the box. Obviously he didn't do it on purpose. There's no repercussions. But at the same time, it's like it's dangerous. Like, it's baseball can be dangerous at times. That's why guys get hurt. That's why there's so much medical support staff. It's a dangerous game. It's just, unfortunately, that's just a part of the game more so than it was before. I mean, guys are throwing harder, faster, and when you do that, teams incentivize guys to have like better stuff as opposed to more command, and that's just unfortunately a product of it.
Is there another way to, I guess, you know, defend or prevent these things from happening, especially as frustrations start to boil over?
You know, I don't think this is the avenue where you talk about that out publicly. So it's a tough game played by tough men. And other levels, women. So, you know, I have some very personal thoughts about it, and I think you know me well enough that we're all very frustrated by what's going on with Pete. For a while, he's leading baseball and hit by pitches. It's certainly I don't really want to hear about a product of how they pitch him. You take a ball in the neck or, you know, not happy about it. Not happy at all.
All right, we're back. You heard from Pete Alonso. You heard the reaction from the booth. You heard from Pete Alonso. You heard from Buck Showalter. And let me tell you something. This whole hit-by-pitch thing is being covered way wrong by everybody. By Mets fans, by everybody. This is a problem in baseball. The Mets, first off, haven't been hit the most times this year. With the Seattle Mariners, were hit more than the Mets at 91. The Mets have been hit 84 times coming into today's action. Right behind them is the Minnesota Twins at 77 and the Oakland Athletics at 76. 1,689 batters have been hit this year by pitches. So to say that the Mets are targeted, they're at the top, but I don't know why the A's would be targeted or the Mariners would be targeted or the Tampa Bay Rays or the Nats. These are all top 10 teams in being hit by pitch. I don't know why any of those teams are any different than the Mets. I mean, I don't know why the Twins and the Mets, who have 7 hit by pitches between them, are any different. Now, the Mets have a couple of guys like Alvarez and Alonso that if you want to pitch to them and keep their power out of the sweet spot of the bat, you got to come into their kitchen. So that could play into it. I've been concerned about Pete Alonso for a long time. I mean, I don't know what kind of, I think he's got some kind of protection on his hand, but there's only so much you can do. You can't put a force field around his hand. I've always felt with Darvish hitting him, and he's been hit a couple of times, and he was out actually this year for a couple of weeks after getting hit by a pitch. He's a prime candidate to have his hand broken, and you could lose a season. Jeff Bagwell, if you look at earlier in his career, almost to the exact day, I think it was 94 and 95 seasons, Bagwell was hit and broke his hand. The same spot back-to-back years and lost some time. I'll even look that up before I'm back. So let me look real quick. 95 and 94, Bagwell actually was hit by a pitch back-to-back years, broke his hand, and missed significant time. Now, it did impact him. You know, he's still a great player. But, you know, this is part of being a power hitter. This is part of the game. This is part of pitching inside. Now, if only it was that simple. And I know Buck talked about not wanting to use the post-game press conference on the pulpit as the forum to go into what's the problem. So here's what I see the problem is. By and large, and this is blessed off by the powers that be, what I mean front offices in Major League Baseball, have thrown away command and control as important components of developing pitchers and have focused on velocity and more speed and more spin. To hell if these guys could do it. To hell if these guys know where the ball's going. And as a result, that's why you have so many hit by pitches. Now, look, it's not like batters were never hit in the past, but I did some quick, very anecdotal, non-scientific, random seasons I brought up. 1999 and 2000. Why'd I bring them up? We're Mets fans here on this program. We love those seasons. For the entire season, there was a shade over 1,500 batters hit in those 2 years. We're already north of 1,600. You got 5 weeks left to play, so you're probably going to be north of 1,700, maybe 1,800 before the thing is all said and done. I don't know what the record is. I'm assuming we're there. I think the Reds set a record a few years ago. So we've been hearing about hit-by-pitch records the last few years. You want to go further back in time? 1986? We love that season, right? A shade under 900 batters for the entire year were hit. We're already double that on August 27th. So what does that tell you? Expansion, of course, played into that. Worst pitchers who are minor league pitchers on big league ball clubs. You want to add another component? There's constant shuttling because now nobody goes deep. So you got guys up and down. Kolarik up, bring him down. Do you know the other day, and I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to try to find the guy's name. This is how bad it's been for the Mets pitching-wise this year. Let me find his name. I turned on the television, and where? I'm going to get this guy's name. Tells you, I don't even know the guy's name off the top of my head, and this is a guy that, oh, geez, where is he? Tommy Hunter, Jose Yacobonis, Reyes, Walker, Muckenrun, Vinny Natoli. Tyson Miller. Tyson Miller was on the mound for the Mets. I had no idea who he was. Now, I remember that I think they acquired him from Milwaukee or something. He was picked off waivers or something like that. Or the Dodgers. I can't remember. Fine, whatever. Doesn't matter. He was filler. They're trying to fill the arms so they're not embarrassing themselves the final 5 or 6 weeks of the season. But, I mean, I look up and down how many pitchers have appeared for the Mets. I mean, Yacobonis up, Reyes up, Santana down, Josh Walker, Reed Garrett, Muckenherm, Natoli, Coonrod, Kolarik, Tyson Miller, TJ McFarlane. And I look at this and I just go, there's guys on here that, you know, 1986 would never see the light of a big league ballpark. They'd be in AA or AAA figuring out, you know, if they'd ever get a shot. And that's part of it, too. So now you have the shuttle, a lot of guys in and out, guys throwing hard, guys trying to spin it, guys trying to work on stuff while they're in the big leagues, or guys who quite simply can't get big league hitters out. They're not just going to throw them a fastball. So let me try this. Boom. Broke someone's hand out for the year. So how does this end? You can't legislate this. Look, you've legislated stolen bases. You've legislated the speed of the game. You've legislated the bullpen management because you didn't like how things were going and you didn't like where the game was going with defenses and shifts and, you know, one batter rule, which I don't agree with the three batter rule. I think, you know, all that stuff. And when the season's over, I'll tell you why. It's not the pitch clock, I think, that's speeding up games. I have another theory, but that's for another show for another day. All this together is leading to a more dangerous game. And Pete's right, it's a dangerous game. And I like how some people, oh, look at Barry Bonds and look at Pete, all this armor, you know, Nimmo's, they got all this armor. Well, you need armor because you're like a pinata up there. You know, you guys have all probably seen a video of somebody, whether it's Nolan Ryan or Edwin Diaz or some flamethrower that you get a behind-the-plate camera view, and you look at it and you're like, wow, it's so much faster than you could even imagine. I mean, think about that. And think about that with the person on the other side on the mound who has no idea how he's throwing it. Now, this Lopez guy that was on the mound, he's averaging for his career, he's had a couple of seasons, and this year he's at 4.5 walks per nine. He had a season where he's 5 per 9. Yeah, he strikes out 12, 13, 14 per nine, but he walks the ballpark because he doesn't know where the damn ball's going. And you think it's going to get better? You think driveline's teaching command and control? When is the last time you've heard anybody of these progressive new age thought leaders or programs talk about command and control? Velo, 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 velo. Lat issues, UCL issues, TJ issues, you know, so on and so forth. And look, I'm like anybody else. I love when Edwin Diaz comes in and throws 100 miles an hour. But if Edwin Diaz didn't have that wipeout slider, he wouldn't get anybody else out either as well. You saw it his first year. It takes more than velo to get things done. There are way too many walks out of bullpens today. Way too many walks. And now it's getting dangerous because those walks are turning to hit batsmen because these guys don't know where the ball's going. And you know how it's going to get better? I'll tell you how it's going to get better. It's going to get better just like when they legislated the home plate collision stuff. And the only reason that home plate rule exists is because a catcher that somebody cared about, Buster Posey, got hurt and was knocked out for the year. Nobody cared for years when it happened to Mike Piazza. Nobody cared. Or Todd Hundley. Or Johnny Bench. Or Gary Carter. There's a great scene in the 86 Mets highlight video. I think it was against the Pirates or the Phillies, where there's a collision at the plate and Carter takes a hit. And the batter's out of the plate. I mean, I got in my studio here, I've got an 86 World Series. I think it's Jim Rice got thrown out of the plate by Mookie Wilson in Game 6. And there's Carter at the plate. You know, he blocked the plate, you know. Blocking the plate was a thing. The only reason they stopped that is because someone got hurt. What will happen, and I don't know how you legislate it, because you can't. But the way you legislate it and the way people will wake up is someone's going to get badly hurt or, God forbid, killed by a hit to the temple. Tony Conigliario, you guys have heard about it. God forbid. And then it will be, Then all of a sudden, the same people who have touted all these stupid velo programs that there's nothing wrong with increasing your velocity, but if it's at the expense of control, it's no different than you saying, you know, Mike, I could drive my car 95 miles an hour and get from A to B that much faster. Now, you'll take out a stop sign. You'll take out an old lady crossing the street. You might sideswipe a bus, but I got there quicker than you, Mike. Where me, at 65, actually get there in one piece and didn't hurt anybody or my car. It's the same thing. You guys may be laughing as you're watching this. It's the same thing. So while you're all mad, oh, the Mets need to hit somebody and retaliate. No, they don't. Well, they can. They're going to do it anyway because everybody hits everybody else. It's not a Mets problem. It's a baseball problem. It's not a Pete Alonso problem. It's a baseball problem. Go to baseballreference.com and look at the numbers. That's it. It's simple. Grow up. You know, and I hear what Pete's saying. There's a DH. There's no accountability. Doesn't matter. These relievers weren't going to get up and face a pitcher anyway. Lopez wasn't going to get up. I know starters it happens to, too. They want it to be wiffle ball. It's like a spin, a spin, a spin, a spin. They, you know, yeah, wiffle ball don't hurt you. Like, at some point, get the ball into the strike zone. Be surprised. Hitting's pretty darn tough. You'll probably get the hitter out. Doesn't necessarily have to be 100 miles an hour. You know, there's a chance, there's a 70 to 75% chance, even with the best of hitters, just by throwing that ball in the zone with a little bit of velocity and a little bit of spin, that you're probably going to get them out. There'll be a ground ball to short or a pop-up or something. It's not as cool as blowing them away. I mean, geez, who wouldn't like to see someone blown away? But that's the issue. Nothing more, nothing less. All right, I got fired up. All right, let's take a quick break. Final segment coming up. I've done a lot of mea culpas today. I was wrong about Senga. All right? Maybe I was a little harsh. I wanted the Mets to go for it. I was wrong about that. Looks like the Mets were right about that. Some interesting prospects down in the minor leagues. I have been against the Lindor contract for a while. Now, I haven't been anti-Lindor. You guys have listened. But I've been against the Lindor contract. And I've said he's really not as good as you think. Well, quietly, maybe I'm wrong. We'll talk about that in the final segment right after this.